I think they might have came from Georgia. I know they part of them are his, either he or his daddy. And they come through Mississippi and kind of. He was a, my grandfather was a blacksmith, or as well as a wagon maker and everything that. He did real good work. And they were all pretty well educated. They have some writing. If he, letters he wrote, I think my sister has that original letter he wrote in sometime about 1874. I think they got that.
Yeah.
Morland, I had that in my car. I had that letter in my car. I was talking to this Godby up at Frogmore. Miss Godby, and she gave me that letter. Well, it was in the paper.
Oh.
Well, you see, Donna, though, I believe, has the original in his own handwriting. But I'm sure you got printed.
Yes.
Well, we got a copy of it here somewhere, but they all had a copy. But the old original letter, and he wrote, I say he was pretty well educated. He used pretty well perfect English and spelling and everything. He was fairly well educated. But I believe they came originally. My sister hunted up this genealogy of them where the first ones married and so on. Some of them, he's buried up here at Monterey. But she's checked up on a lot of that stuff, and they've scattered them from here to Georgia anyhow. I think there's some still over there.
But your granddaddy came here then when he was a young man?
Yes, they came here when he was a young man, and he married my grandmother. I don't know just how old he was, and she was my grandmother was a Ed originally came from Ireland and over there. Well, I believe she was Scotch, and that was my grandfather, great-grandfather, and Scatter Mouth. But he married a Scotch girl in Edinburgh. And oh, they raised them up to the Dales all over the world, and he married two or three times.
Yes, sir. The name of this town is what? This village, or?
Up
here.
Yeah. You mean, we had the post office down here at New Era, that's what you're talking about?
Yes.
Well, when they began to cut out the post office, listen here, the one that's keeping it died, and I don't think anybody else wanted it. And
yes.
So they just abandoned it. It was New Era. It was up and down the road there for about a mile down there where you hit the river. Did you go on down the road?
Yes, sir.
I decided maybe you might have took that wrong fork. I never thought to tell you when I said Wildcow Bay. I thought, well, everybody knew Wildcow.
Yes. I was on 128, and you said turn right, didn't you? Well, it doesn't matter. But I missed it.
Well, I said turn right and come on down Wildcow from the bay, you know.
Yes. So New Era was it bigger then than it is now?
No, it never was. There's more people. They were just back the houses closer together now than it was then. And I don't know just when who the first people was that came into this country here, but they was in here, you know, a long time, long over.